This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic, we delve into the political landscape of Thoothukudi, where DMK's Kanimoji, a prominent figure in Tamil Nadu politics, sets her sights on re-election for the Lok Sabha seat. Kanimoji is not just any politician. She holds a unique position as the daughter of former Tamil Nadu Chief Minister, M. Karunanidhi, and as the half-sister to the current Chief Minister, M. K. Stalin. Born on January 5, 1968, her political journey has been marked by her illustrious lineage and her own significant contributions to her constituency and party. In the race for the Thoothukudi Lok Sabha seat, she faces stiff competition from AIADMK's R. Shivasami Velumani and TMC's SDR Vijayasalan, making this contest one to watch closely. With her deep political roots and extensive experience, Kanimoji's campaign for re-election is a pivotal moment, highlighting the DMK's strategy and efforts in consolidating power in Tamil Nadu. Stay tuned as we continue to explore the implications of this vital electoral battle in the heart of Tamil Nadu. Moving to our next topic. In a recent statement, Raj Thackeray, the president of the Maharashtra Navnirman Sena, has expressed his appreciation for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's role in the construction of the Ayodhya Ram Temple. He stated, "Wouldn't have happened otherwise," clearly indicating that without Prime Minister Modi's intervention, the construction of this much-awaited temple, despite the Supreme Court's order, might not have been possible. Furthermore, Thackeray announced his party's unconditional support for Modi in the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. He also mentioned that the MNS is gearing up for poll coordination with the Mahayuti Alliance. This development marks a significant moment in the political landscape, reflecting the intricacies of party alliances and support systems. Moving to our next topic, let's dive into the political landscape of Uttar Pradesh. Today, we're spotlighting Jitin Prasada, a key figure who's recently shifted his allegiance to the BJP, aiming to fortify the party's presence in Pilibhit. Here are the top 5 must-know facts about this political mover. First up, Jitin Prasada, previously a prominent face in the Congress party, has now embraced the BJP, stepping into the shoes of Varun Gandhi for the Pilibhit Lok Sabha seat. A move that stirred much conversation. Born in 1973, in the heart of Uttar Pradesh, his academic journey is quite commendable. Holding a commerce degree from the prestigious Sri Ram College of Commerce, he didn't stop there. Jitin further honed his skills with an MBA from the International Management Institute, New Delhi. A foundation, no doubt, that's played a role in his political maneuverings. So, as Jitin Prasada charts this new chapter with the BJP in Pilibhit, it's clear that his journey is one to watch. With his background and strategic moves, he's positioned as a powerhouse, poised to make significant impact. Moving to our next topic, Amit Shah, the senior BJP leader, has recently infused a wave of enthusiasm in the political arena with a grand road show in Kanyakumari, ahead of the Lok Sabha elections scheduled for April 19. The roadshow was not only a show of strength for the BJP but also aimed at drumming up support for their candidate Por Radhakrishnan in Kanyakumari and V.S. Nandini in the Vilavankode by poll. This event has certainly set the tone for what's expected to be a fiercely contested election season. Moving to our last topic of the day. In a recent statement, senior leader P. Chidambaram has stirred up the political waters by predicting a surge for the Congress party in the upcoming 2024 elections. According to him, the party is not just expected to increase its seat tally from the 2019 elections but is gearing up for what could be a historic win. But that's not all. Chidambaram also anticipates a significant victory for the India bloc, a crucial alliance, particularly in the states of Tamil Nadu and Kerala. This prediction, if it comes true, could reshape the political landscape in these regions. It's clear that the anticipation is building up for the 2024 elections, and it will be interesting to see how these predictions pan out. Stay tuned for more updates. Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the NewsTalk app.